At a college, what are we here now? 1,850 students? 1,850 students?
Yeah, right.
Selective academically. Is it practical to run 28 sports and expect to be successful in 28 sports with a student body that size, with a talent pool that is somewhat reduced because of academic restrictions? Is it practical to expect to have a strong intercollegiate program through 28 sports?
With the right 28 head coaches, yes. Will everyone get the exact same thing? No. Will the department be treated as equitably as possible? Absolutely. One of my desires, I had outlined desires at that same departmental meeting, and one of my desires is that people are optimistic. That negative energy is a killer.
Yeah.
It's a downer for everyone around it. We will do the best we can to facilitate everyone with what they need to do the very best job possible. You know, but to take it a step further, John, I would say, how do you define success?
Yeah.
As an example, all the years I coached at Worcester, and we climbed to, I lose track of numbers, but we were in the top 10 in lacrosse at Worcester, and we climbed to the top 10 in lacrosse at Butler. And in the goal board, we never had winning. We had a lot of other goals that we were trying to attain as a program, but winning was never defined as one of the goals. I'm a big believer that if you're doing all the other things that are important, if you're paying attention to detail, if you're disciplined, if you're accountable, if there's an open, trusting dialogue among your program, if everyone believes that everyone's in it for the same reason, the same ultimate. Everyone's in it for different reasons, but can everybody buy into the overall team goal in that program? You know, I'm a big believer that the optimal teamwork is when everybody's striving for individual achievement that still falls within the structure of the group organization, because nobody should be cutting themselves short to attain the ultimate team goal. But they need to push themselves for all those things, and if everyone's pushing for all those things, I think we'll be successful.
One other kind of offbeat question I just wanted to throw at you. You know, Hamilton has a long and rich tradition in lacrosse, which both of you have been a part of. Is there any chance we may see you on the sideline as an assistant anytime soon?
Is this one of those where people always try to dodge it by not saying yes or no? Would I love to be on the sideline? Probably. I won't deny it. Coaching is still very special. I think I have a lot of other work to do.
Right.
We have a lot of things to do before I would I love to do it? Yes. Do I think that I have the time to devote to it and do it justice? Probably not. Too many other things to do at this point.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, but they'll I'm here, and if anyone ever seeks my advice, I'll give it to them. But
I've got one here that you kind of talked about this when we first met as an athletic department. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be kind of interesting to get it out there. You have a rather well-known nickname from your days here at Hamilton. Would you care to share it and the story behind how you received that nickname?
What I shared with the department was my nickname is Hondo, and a lot of people think that it comes from Hondo John Wayne in the movies, and it actually has nothing to do with it. Hondo is a nickname. More people around the country that know me as Hondo than my actual name. There's a lot of people out there who don't even know my name. They just know that it's Hondo. Matter of fact, I called a coach down in North Carolina this morning, and the you know, I said, hey, it's John Hind from Butler, blah, blah, blah. And he said, hey, Hondo, how's it going? And I don't even know him. This is the first time I've ever spoken to him in my life. And I introduced myself as John Hind at Butler, and his retort was, hey, Hondo, how's it going? So, I'm an absolutely atrocious basketball player. I used to love to play basketball because there are so many similarities to the game of basketball and lacrosse, defensively especially. And so I was playing intramural basketball freshman year here, and we had several kids on my floor from Dunham that grew up in Boston. And I didn't have a basket all season.
You were always very smooth and elegant, John.
We were in the tournament, in the intramural tournament, and I was stuck with the ball on the baseline, and Lord knows I had nothing to do with it. I was just trying to find somebody to throw it to, and I couldn't find anyone to throw it to, so I just turned around and shot it, and it went in. It was my only basket of the year in intramurals. And so that night at the pub, they all started chanting Hondo. The Boston guys started chanting Hondo from Hondo Havlicek days in Boston. And lo and behold, the name has stuck since, 1976. And like I said, more people know me as Hondo than they do as Sean Hines.
Well, there could be worse nicknames. That's a good nickname.
Yeah, I feel bad for Hondo.
Well, yeah, I know.